Today on Gardening in a Minute, Garden Sheds. Garden sheds are basically little houses often used for relaxation, a place to house all of your gardening gear, or just a simple work and storage area. Coordinate yours with the style of your garden or the design of your house. Garden sheds are easily purchased from retailers in just about every size, style, and material imaginable, or you can make your own. Before adding a shed to your garden, plan ahead. Check with your county and homeowners association for any required permits. Consider how it will be used and where the best location would be. Will your structure be a centerpiece or tucked away from view? Call a professional if you aren't a skilled builder. You'll want your little house to last as long as your big one. For more information about garden sheds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing the right crepe myrtle. With so many cultivars on the market, how do you choose the right crepe myrtle? Start by thinking about how much space you have and what flower color you want. It's also smart to choose a disease-resistant cultivar that's known to perform well in Florida. For small spaces, try a dwarf or semi-dwarf cultivar. Chickasaw creates a dense 3-foot bush covered with lavender pink flowers. Acoma is a white flowering cultivar that has beautiful weeping branches and reaches just over 10 feet tall. It's also resistant to powdery mildew. If you have more space, try growing Comanche, a coral flowering intermediate cultivar that grows 20 feet tall, or Miami, a 35-foot tall selection that produces dark pink flowers. For more information about crepe myrtles and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer bedding plants. Even during the oppressive heat of summer, your Florida landscape can still be home to a variety of bedding plants. For eye-catching color, try the new Cora and Nirvana series vincas. They have big flowers and are resistant to heat, drought, and pests. Melampodium is a tough, drought-tolerant plant that produces a mound of small yellow flowers throughout the summer. If you like plants with cool-colored blooms, try the wishbone flower or Taurinia. This plant will do well in the shade or the sun. And if you're looking for standout foliage, coleus and caladiums provide nonstop summer color to your sun or shade garden. Add organic matter to your beds before planting, water and fertilize as needed, and remove old flowers for best success. For more information about bedding plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain garden plants. Rain gardens rely on plants that will survive dry spells, but then soak up excess stormwater during Florida's rainy months, preventing the water from running across your landscape. Include different types of plants in your rain garden to create a complete and cohesive look that will provide year-round interest. Good flowering plants for rain gardens are blue flag iris, goldenrod, swamp sunflower, spider lily, and milkweed. Many of these are native and will attract butterflies and other wildlife. Appropriate ornamental grasses include Florida gamma grass, muley grass, and wire grass. For shrubs, try Virginia willow, buttonbush, or wax myrtle. Plenty more plants can be used in your Florida-friendly rain garden. For more information about rain garden plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing to plant a lawn. Whether starting from seed, sod, or plugs, planting a lawn is a big undertaking. But following a few important steps can make the process a little smoother. If you're moving into a new house, remove all construction debris, roots, and rocks from the site. If you're replacing an existing lawn, you'll need to treat the area with a herbicide first and remove the dead vegetation. It's important to have the soil tested so that you'll know the pH and nutrient levels. Your county extension office can provide you with instructions and the materials to get you started. If necessary, you can add soil amendments and till them in. Finally, be sure the soil is evenly graded and slopes away from the house. For more information about lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.